The Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek says that if somebody ate non-kosher food, you cannot be mitzaref him to the mezumen. So the Mishnah gave different examples of non-kosher food. So one example was Ma'asisheni v'hegdish shaloi nivdu. Ma'asisheni is a mitzvah to eat b'kedusha v'tahara in Yerushalayim. But to eat at chutz Yerushalayim is only permissible if he was poida. So if you have Ma'asisheni shaloi nivdu, then it's lo sucha lecha b'sherecha ma'asid gan chavisarot v'tzarecha. It's a lab in the chumash, you get malchus. You don't really get malchus, it's not really true. The Gemara says the malchus, you only get malchus if you need havoas mokam. Havoas mokam is a din. All carbonas have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not called havoas mokam. B'chor Bei Matara needs havoas mokam. Means when you bring it to Rishalayim, the Kedusha becomes completed. All the other carbonas, if you're Magdashem in New York, it has the full Kedusha. Just you can't be Makrev it here. But B'chor Bei Matara and Bikurim and Ma'aseh Sheni and Netarevai need havoas mokam. When you bring it to Rishalayim, that's Mashlem, the Kedusha. So if you have Ma'aseh Sheni, which you didn't yet bring to Rishalayim, the farmer has bushels of Ma'aseh Sheni, and he eats it, he nibbles it on his way to Yerushalayim. So then the Gemara says, Malkus, he doesn't get Malkus, because the Ma'aseh Sheni doesn't have the full Kedusha yet. If you brought it to Yerushalayim, then you took it out, then you have the law, L'Sirch Alecha B'Sharecha, Ma'aseh Degon Chavisirosh Chavitzarecha. Okay? Stop, it's good to know. So the Mishnah has, if you eat Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim, it's not permissible. If you eat Hegdish, Shalai Nifte, you eat Hegdish is a Nisa Me'ila, you're not allowed to eat Hegdish. Unless you pay there the Hegdish. But if you weren't pay there, then it's Anissa. So the Gemara says, Pshita. The rule of the Mishnah is not a Pshita. The rule of the Mishnah is if you eat non-kosher food, you can't be mitzaref you to the mezumen. But the examples that the Mishnah keeps on giving, one example, another example, another example. He eats tevel. So what do you need another example? He eats Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim. He eats kochim shaloi hegdash shaloi nifta. What do you need all the examples for? The Gemara says each example is alluding to another chiddush. So the Gemara says latzvicha shenivdu lo nivdu kihilchosam. It doesn't mean ma'aseh sheni hegdash shaloi nivdu klal. It wasn't nivdu kihilchosam. That what ma'aseh sheni kigon shepedo'o al gabi asimon. He was put in the ma'aseh sheni with tzarta kesa biadecha. The Gemara says in Perek Hazavin in kesav sheyesh olav tzura. We mentioned there's a Gemara, a Brais and Bchoris on Daf Nun Beis, that there are three areas of Halacha where the din is that Shove Kesev is not Kikesev. When you get married, you give the Kala a ring. So how is it there is no such thing Kiddushan Idei Tabas? Kiddushan is either Kesev or Shtara Bia. Where does Tabas come? And the answer is Shove Kesev, Kikesev. It's also good. When you make Pidyon HaBen, you can do Pidyon HaBen with Shove Kesev. There isn't even Al Chatchila to give Kesev. Egel zed pidyon bnei, tal zed pidyon bnei. Can give shavah kesef. There's nothing wrong. But there are three areas of halacha where shavah kesef is not kikesef. So one is pidyon ma'aseh sheni. So if he's paid al gabi asimon, asimon is not legal tender. It's only considered kesef. That's what the Shach writes in Yeridah and Hilchus Ribbis, that this area of halacha, everybody agrees that dina de malchus adina. This is an area where dina malchus is relevant. It's only considered kesef as opposed to shoveh kesef with respect to Hilchas Ribbis and other dinim. If it's recognized by the government of that country as legal tender, you have to accept it. Asimon is not, doesn't have a tzura on it. Asimon is not considered kesef. So if it's pedo'o el gabi asimon, shenivda v'lo nivda kil chosam. Echman amatzat ha-kesef yadecha. That din that you need kesef sheish v'lo tzura, that's only by pinyam ha-shusheni and neter revai. What about Pidyon Hegdash? So Pidyon Hegdash, there is no such din. But the Mishnah gives an example. He eats Ma'aseh Sheni B'Hegdash Alay Niftu. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there's a Mishnah in Bchoris. That Braisa in Bchoris, the Aptun Beis, is commenting on the Mishnah. Mishnah in Bchoris says, he can be Poyda Hegdash Al Gabi Shove Kesef. Let's say the Gizbush Al Hegdash, somebody donated a piece of jewelry to Hegdash. So the Gizbu auctions it off to the highest bidder. And the guy bids, he wants to give $100,000 to be paid a piece of jewelry from the Hegdash. And then instead of giving cash, he gives another piece of jewelry. So the Mishnah says that's acceptable. That's okay. What's the Gizb going to do with another piece of jewelry? Also auction it off to the highest bidder. Okay. But you can be paid a Hegdash onto Shove Kesef. The Gizb may not want to accept it. He has to agree. If he has enough headache making the first auction, it took him a month. He was announcing, we're going to have an auction. We're going to auction off this ring, a diamond ring. Now someone gives him a different piece of jewelry. He says he may not agree, he may not want to accept it. But if he does accept it, so the Mishnah says it's good. But there are three things that you cannot use with Pidyon Hegdish. Karka Avon HaMishtoris cannot be used for the purpose of Pidyon Hegdish. If Hegdish has karka or avodim, I can be paid it. But if Hegdish has whatever, something else, and I want to give karka or avodim HaMishtoris as the Pidyon, so that's not acceptable. Why not? So that's Tosis on the first daf in Kiddushin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Tosis quotes that din, and Tosis says, they don't know. It's probably a klal prata klal. It sounds like it must be a klal prata klal somewhere. Doesn't know where. I don't think the Gemara tells you what the klal prata is. Tosis is reconstructing there. So the Gemara says, Pidoi al-gabi asimon by the Maisi Sheni, and Pidoi al-gabi karka, v'loi Pidoi b'kesef. You don't need kesef, but you need to the exclusion of karka avodah mishtaris. That's a nice innocuous gemara, harmless gemara. So the Ragachover has a comment on this gemara also. I don't think this one is right either. Ragachover, the other one, the stamab shetel, what you said yesterday, the big letters. He's a genius, but Pashtun says that it's not so. So this, I don't think it's correct either. He says, the Gemara says, Lo tzricha, the case of the Mishnah is alluding to the final chiddush, nivdu, lo nivdu kelchasim. So he asks, if it's lo nivdu kelchasim, so it's lo nivdu. So why does the Gemara call it nivdu? So he thinks that the pshat is like this. Let's say someone's going to be paid, you have my susheni, and you don't have any money. So you ask all the neighbors who's interested. If a person if the farmer's paid his own Maisu Sheni, has to be Mosif Chomish. Let's say the Maisu Sheni is worth, he has bushels of potatoes, or bushels of oranges. And he can't eat so many potatoes in Yerushalayim, he can't eat so many oranges. So he's paid onto money. So if it's worth $100, he has to give $125. $25 is called Chomish. 25%. We would call it a quarter. We wouldn't call it Chomish. So the Gemara said, that's what it means in the Chumash. In Maisu Chumash, when you give $125, $25 is one-fifth of the sum total of $125. You've got to give 25% extra. If someone else is paid in my Maisu Sheni, he doesn't have to be Maisu Chumash, only the Bailam on Maisu Chumash, Psukim and Chumash. So the other fellow is going to give $100. So let's say one guy agrees to be paid in my Maisu Sheni, and he gives, let's say it's in I have the Maisu Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, and he gives Chinese coins. So Chinese coins in Eretz Yisrael are shava kesef. Israeli coins in Eretz Yisrael are kesef. Chinese coins it's not recognized by the government of that medina. That's what the Shah said the other day. It's only considered kesef if it's recognized by that government. That's what we said the other day. There are three logical possibilities. Which government has to recognize it? The government of the country where the cash is, the government of the country where the Maisu Sheni is, or the government of the country where the person is doing the pidyon. So there are three logical possibilities, but the Gemara talks about it. In the Gemara, there are only two girsas. The Rambam and the Rabban have two girsas. So the common practice is, because the Chazon Ish says that the Rabban is right. He says the girsas of Rambam is incorrect. We should follow the Rabban says the girsas of Rambam is incorrect. So the Chazon Ish thinks that we shouldn't be concerned about the Rambam. So the Rambam says it all depends where the money is. As long as the money, if it's Chinese money in China, then it's called kesef. But if I have Chinese money in Eretz Yisrael, that's not called kesef. It's not recognized by the Israeli government. So what if I have $100 worth of Maisu Sheni, and one neighbor of mine says, okay, I'll be paid there, and he's paid there on the Chinese money. And then I say, what did you do? Chinese money in Eretz Yisrael, shove the kesef. It's not valid. So the next neighbor says, I have Israeli coins. I'll be paid your Maisu Sheni and my Israeli coins. Fine. So finally the Maisu Sheni is Yotze L'chum, you can eat it Chutz Yerushalayim. Who gets the payers though? The first guy who gave the Chinese money or the second guy? So the Ragachava says, Achidish, that the first guy gets the payers because Pido'o, V'lo Pido'o Ki Hilchosa, he did a pinyon. Half of the pinyon was Chal. Half of the pinyon was chal that he bought the Maisu Sheni. But it's loy pedor kilchasa, it wasn't yotze lechulin. Is that true? I don't think the din is correct. You can sell Maisu Sheni is mamagavoya. You can't sell Maisu Sheni. You can't sell my sheni to someone else. The only way you can sell it is if someone else has paid in my ma'aser sheni. So he did the pidyon as yotzei lechulin. So then in Mele, he now acquires ownership of the ma'aser sheni. But you can split between the two. Pidyon hegdish. Pidyon hegdish not chal on karka for the mishtoris. So he said the same over there. Somebody gives shtoris to the gizbar. The gizbar says this piece of the jewelry is worth $100,000. So the guy gives him shtoris, $100,000. Gives a check. A check, let's say, is a shtar. So he gives a check for $100,000. So the gizbar says, but it's not yotzei lechulin. You got to give dav hamitalta beguf amamin. So another person gives cash, $100,000. So who gets the piece of jewelry? The first guy or the second guy? So the Ragachap says the first guy gets it. Because the Gemara says if you pay the Al Gabi Karka, well if it be kesef, he said, Pidoi Shanivdu Velainivdu Kil Chasam. The first half of the pinyon did take effect. Half of the opinion means that it belongs to him. No, it belongs to him, then it's Yotzei Lechulin. How can it be? Can you split between the two? I don't think it's correct. Anyway, say it over. The Ragachari has in one of his, the Bochum in Europe, all of there were years that the Bochum, everybody would send him a kashin, a Shaila kashin. So this is in the collection of letters. This is called Shadus Hachuv the Sofnas Paneach, New York, because it was printed in New York. So they have, this is in one of the letters they sent to one of the yeshiva bochum. I don't think it's correct.
This, maybe the Ragachover is similar to what they quote the Shem of Time, that Meister Shini Mabogaboa doesn't mean that the person doesn't own it. It means for a hezek they would pay him, he does own it. For the Gemara to mention by Yerni Dach as Rishayim by Meister Shini, that is called Shalal Rishayim and is destroyed. It means it's not Shalachem by Lulav, it's not a higher level Shalachem, but it's like Rabbi Yossi Shita by Kachukawim. It has Kedusha, it's not Shalachem, but if someone's not Azik, they do pay.
But the Gemara says if you hold Ma'aser Sheni Mamagva, you can't sell it. You can't give it to Matana. You can't even give it to Matana.
Which Gemara is that?
That's the Yerushalmi on Ma'aser Sheni has like that. And the Gemara Kedushin, the end of the second parak. Can you be Mekadosh and Isha with Ma'aser Sheni? So if you hold Ma'aser Sheni Mamagva, yeah, you can't give over ownership to someone else. And the Gemara Kedushin has it. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, I think it's the name of the parak. Kate said, Marim imala Ma'aser Sheni livdosa below chomesh. If I'm going to be paid in my own, I have $100 worth of Ma'aser Sheni. I'm the farmer. So if I'm going to be paid in my own Ma'aser Sheni, I have to give $125. We had the Gemara before, the chomesh is not miyakid, but you mevatel a mitzvah then. So the guy does want to be mevatel a mitzvah, but he wants to save himself money. He does want to give $125, then he has to stay in Yerushalayim an extra couple of days to spend the $25 also. He has to spend all the money in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah has an etzer. How can you be paid a Yerom Ma'aser Sheni without adding on the $25 extra dollars? So the Mishnah should have given a simple solution. Give the Ma'aser Sheni b'matana to your next door neighbor, and then you'll be paid it. So the Mishnah doesn't give that etzer. The Gemara says, why? Because Ma'aser Sheni mama gavoy. So you can't give it b'matana. So what can you do? Give your $100 to the next door neighbor. So the next door neighbor may walk up to put $100. You can't give it with strings attached. If I say, here's $100 on the condition that you paid in my Ma'aser Sheni with it. So if I give him a condition, then it means he's being paid in my Sheni with my money. So then you have to add a chaimish. So I can't have strings attached. But if he's a good friend of mine, and he's not going to double-cross me, so then I can give him the $100 and he'll be paid. So the Gemara says, why do you have to give the money to the neighbor? Why don't you give the Ma'aser Sheni? The Mishnah goes with Rav Meir Shita. Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. And that's the din. The Ma'aser Sheni, Mam Gavah, said Ma'aser Sheni cannot be given in Matana. Cannot be given in Matana. So that's the Pell over here. What do you mean? I don't think it's right. Halacha l'maaseh. Anyway, think about it. Give it some thought. So yesterday we started a Gemara. We didn't finish. The story about the Tana Reb Lezer. Sounds like a Braisa. Maisa be Reb Lezer. Shenichnas abeis haknesis. The Gemara says, Treyut strichu. They were looking for the 9th and the 10th. They used to joke years ago, they used to say, in America all the shuls are called a center, because always looking for the center. only have nine people. They're looking for the 10th person for the Meir. They weren't looking for the 10th one. They're looking for the 9th and the 10th. There were only 8 people, Bnei Chorin. Maybe there were a lot of women in Shul. But the women are not, maybe there were a lot of Avodim in Shul. Maybe a lot of Chanim. But you have to have 10 Anoshim Gedolim Bnei Chorin Bnei Bris. So there were only 8 Bnei Chorin. And there were 2 Avodim, who is Meshach of one of them. So the Gemara asked the question, it's a violation of an Issa. So the Gemara sounds like a mitzvah shiny. It's like Esed Echol Esed. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, isn't it a mitzvah Baba Avera? What does it mean? The difference between mitzvah Baba Avera, that you're not Yotze, Lulav HaGolzam, you're not Yotze, and Esed Echol Esed, that you would be Yotze, is, if it's Biidno, then it's called Esed Echol Esed. If it's not Biidno, first you do the Avera, and this leads you to have the ability to do the mitzvah, so then it's called the mitzvah Baba Avera. So that's what the Gemara says. This is not Biidno. So you can't apply the klal of Esed Echol Esed. So it should be governed with the rule of mitzvah Baba Avera. So how come he did it? So the Gemara answers, Mitzvah derab mishani. So yesterday we worked out 2 interpretations. So one interpretation was the Ramban. That was a very unusual interpretation. That since Rabbi Eliezer himself was going to gain, he wanted to have Kriyas HaTorah. He wanted to have Chazaras HaShatz. So therefore, there's no violation of the Olamim Tavoida, because the Olamim Tavoida is a branch of the Din of Lois Sechonim. You're not allowed to give freedom to the Beknayim, but Pchinas Matnas Chinam. But if it's not a matnas chinam, I'm freeing the Evik 90 because I'm going to gain by it. I'm going to have a minion, so that's why it's mutter. So bichlal, there's no isa. So it undoes the whole isa. Undoes the whole isa. Instead of the first answer, b'mokha mitzvah mutter, the correct answer is that there's no isa l'alamam tavod. That's the Ramban's chiddush. That's the Ramban interpreter, Ramban and Gid. And the other Rishonim learned, no, it's a p'chinav chatei b'shul shetiske. Sometimes when you have a mitzvah rabba, like the Bach quotes, if you have a chatzieve and a chatzim ben chayrin, so beishamai paskin, and after a while Basil finally came along to agree with them, that kofin is rabba, but also ben chayrin. Why? Because the pasuk in Yeshayah, the Torah brought the Shevis Yitzor, sheds light on the mitzvah of Pirei Rivi, that it's a mitzvah rabba, and we say, chatei b'shul sheizka habercha. We would recommend to the Odom, he should do a slight avera, in order that the Eved should gain a lot, he should be able to marry and have children. That's normal. Everyone should get married and have children. But there seems to be a third interpretation in the Rishonim. Not like the Ramban. The Ramban is a chiddush. The nature of the Yisrael, the Olamim Tavoidu, it's a branch of Lois Sechonim, and if you're going to gain something out of it, that's a big chiddush. And this also, Chatei B'Shul Shetiske, is risky. That's right. Chaim Volozhin was upset about the Hasidim, that they use it all the time. So he exaggerated and he said, it doesn't apply after Matan Torah. It's not correct, it does apply. But in rare cases. So there's a third interpretation that some Rishonim hold from. That sounds like a pshetl. Sounds like a pshetl. Why do you need B'Yidna? Well, the way I'm going to say it is going to be a pshetl. Why do you need B'Yidna? Why do you say Esedechel Esese is only if it's Biidna? So some Achrayim say, Rishonim don't have this. The Galatian Achrayim say, Chashini Shema Yomus, he's going to do the Avera now. That's going to lead up to give him the ability to do the mitzvah. And what if he dies in between the Avera and the mitzvah? So how can you say Esedechel Esese did the Avera and never led up to the mitzvah? So you only Choshish Lemisa, if it's one person, he has the mitzvah, he has the Avera. But you're not Choshish from Misa de Rabbim. So if it's a mitzvah de rabbim, then you say Esed Echol Esese applies even if it's not Biyidna. So that was the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara asked, isn't Reb Lezen a violation of the Iser essay of L'Olamem Tavoidu? So the Gemara says, Mamaka mitzvah is mutter, mean Esed Echol Esese. Then the Gemara, but you need Biyidna whenever it's not Biyidna, so it's called mitzvah baba veira. So the teretz was, when it's a mitzvah Esed de rabbim, then you say Esed Echol Esese even though it's not Biyidna. So some Rishonim say that that's the pshat in the Gemara. You say, Esedech Allah says, you don't need Biyidna. But the Hezbah that they gave, that's the Galatian Achrayim gave that Hezbah.
It's
a Gzeres HaKosov,
that
Mitzvah Bavarer.
So I think you give a time like that, you might die afterwards.
It's a Gzeres HaKosov, that Esedech Allah says, eh? Also, it's a Gzeres HaKosov, that Mitzvah is no good. So when do you apply this rule, when do you apply that rule? The Gemara says, whenever it's Biyidna. So what's the Bir HaDobah for the Gemara's Chilik? When it's biyidna, then you say Esedech Allah says. When it's not biyidna, then you say mitzvah baba avera. So the Gemara gives the chibuk in the first parak in Yivan. Gemara says, when it's biyidna, then you say Esedech Allah says. Gemara in Beitzel also in the first parak. So what's the hezber? So some achrenim say that's the answer. Esed the rabbim is chomer, and you don't need biyidna. You say esed dechalos sesi, even though it's not biyidna. And some galatian achrenim give the hezbah what? So that's a shad. What's called an esed the rabbim? So there's a mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. A funny seer in the mishnah. They have to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. So some wise guy put the shofar on top of a tree. So the only way to fulfill a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is to climb up on top of the tree to get the shofar down. So if you ask a goy to climb up on the tree, so that's a shvuz, the shvuz b'mokam mitzvah. Emish tamshim b'ilan is a gzera d'rabbanim. You're not allowed to climb on a tree. So if you ask a goy, so whatever you ask a goy, it lowers the yisr. It's only the rabbanim. You ask a goy to climb on a tree, it's a double the rabbanim. So shvuz, the shvuz b'mokam mitzvah, we paskan as mutter. That's a machloikas, two opinions in Rishonim. A Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Chesam and Beis has two opinions. The Gemara only says, Shvuz de Shvuz Malka Mitzvah is Mut. There's only one Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara is talking about Machshire Milo. There was going to be a bris on Shabbos. Baby was born on Shabbos. The bris is scheduled for next Shabbos. And the Mo forgot to carry the knife to the location where the bris was going to take place. But it was in the same chotzer. There was a mechitza around the whole chotzer, but they forgot to put away an eruv of chatzeres. Forgot to put away a box of matzahs. So that's a gzeres shleim ha-melech, that if you don't have that eruv of chatzeres, you're not allowed to carry. So if you ask a goy to carry in a chotzer sheni mu rebis, that's a shvuz de shvuz. So shvuz de shvuz, maka mitzvah is muta. So one tana is of the opinion, Reb Blazer ben Hurkenes, one tana is of the opinion that machshirin milah dech ha-shabbos. You're allowed to carry the knife in the street. You're allowed to carry the knife in a shusarab deraisa. You're allowed to be machal shabbos. You're allowed to manufacture a knife on Shabbos. You're allowed to chop off wood from a tree and make a fire and melt a metal and manufacture a knife and carry the knife in the shusarab. But Mekal Mashar Blazer in his city, even years after he died, the Gemara said they used to demonstrate how chaviv the mitzvah of mila is, that when they would have a bris mila on Shabbos, they would be machal shabbos for all the machshirei mila. But we don't pass like that. We pass Mechshirei Mila, not Deicha Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So what do you do if you don't have a knife available? If the knife is on top of the tree, or the knife is in a Chotzer Sheni Mo Rebbe somewhere else. If you ask a goy to carry in a Chotzer Sheni Mo Rebbe, that's a Shvuz de Shvuz, but Mocha Mitzvah's Mila. So Mila itself is Deicha Shabbos. Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Just Mechshirei Mila, not Deicha Shabbos. So Mechshirei Mila, the Gemara said Befebish, Shvuz de Shvuz, but Mokam Mitzvah, the Rabbanon are going to be Mekel also. Not only Rab Lezer would be Mekel, he holds all Machshirei Mila Decha Shabbos, we pass can only Shvuz de Shvuz. So Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Ches, has two opinions. Does it apply to every Mokam Mitzvah? Maybe only Mila, because Mila Bizman is Decha Shabbos, and maybe there, Machshirei Mila Decha Shabbos, if it's a Shvuz de Shvuz. So we pass can in Shulchan Aruch, and Decha Shabbos, we pass can Shvuz de Shvuz, Mokam Mitzvah, is always mutter. So to ask a goy to climb up on top of the tree to get the shofar, that would be a shvuz de shvuz b'mokam mitzvah. So some achrayim came up with the idea, who has to blow shofar? A private person? Or some old people in the old age home or in the hospital? Less than 10 people. So then you got to make a shvuz de shvuz b'mokam mitzvah. But if it's a rabbim, if you have 10 people or more, that's a rabbim, then it's an essay de rabbim. So the Gemara says, Esei de Rabbim, you say Esei de Chalos Esei, even if it's not Biyidna. You don't need Biyidna. The whole difference between Mitzvah Baba Avera and Esei de Chalos Esei is if it's Biyidna or not. But if it's an Esei de Rabbim, then even if it's not Biyidna, it's covered with the din of Esei de Chalos Esei. So that's what some Rishonim interpreted. The Mogen Avraham quotes it from the Ran. Some Rishonim interpreted that. That's what it says in the Gemara. That if it's an essay de rabbim, essay de rabbim, rabbim means 10 people. There was going to be a tefillah b'tzibur over here. 10 people is called a rabbim. So if you have an essay de rabbim, then you don't need biyidna. So it's called essay de chalos essay, even if it's not biyidna. It's a funny pshan.
Okay. If the olamayim tabodu
an isra essay. It's an isra essay, correct, yeah. That's what we pass, like Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a Rishus. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's an Isar Asay. Correct.
That's why it's subject to the din of Asay Do Chalos Asay. Do you assume that Asay Do Chalos Asay applies to an Isar Asay?
Yeah. Then, Minchas Chinuch, every 75 pages, quotes a sheet in Mukubetzis and Ksudas Daf Mem. That just like Asay Do Chalos Asay, So too es is decha an iser asay. Iser asay is basically the same as aloy says. The only difference is the Gemara says when we call an iser asay, the Gemara calls lav habo mechlal asay. Same thing. It's a different wording. So the Gemara says lav habo mechlal asay. So the sheet mukubetzis and ksubis that the menchas chinuch always quote sheet mukubetzis says lav habo mechlal asay is only with respect to malchus. Because in order to get Malkus, it has to be Dumi the Lab da Chasima. It has to be similar to Nasachsim Shabbadisha. It has to be, the nature of the Avera should be Dumi the Lab da Chasima. It should be a Lab Sheesh Bamaisa. It shouldn't be a Lab Anita Klese. It shouldn't be a Lab Anita in the Tashlumin, and so on. And then also, the way it's written in the Chumash, the Nusach, the way it's written in Chumash, should be Dumi the Lab da Chasima. So it has to either say Lo, like Nasachsim Shabbadisha, or Yisham Ben Vial, is the equivalent of law. But if it's a lav habo mechlal asay, when we call an iser asay, it's not dumi the lav da chasima, the way it's written in the Chumash, so that's why it's ain't a loike. So when the Gemara says, lav habo mechlal asay, so according to those Rishonim, it's not to be taken literally, it's an asay. It's not an asay. It's really a lav. With respect to Malkus, we treat it like an asay because it's not dumi, not sufficiently dumi the lav da chasima. But it's really an iser. So just like eser decha, Loises is so to es is decha iser esay. There's a problematic Rambam that the Ravid picked up on already. The Ravid attacks the Rambam. So Rab Chaim, they say in the name of Rab Chaim, a whole interpretation of the Rambam. So Rab Chaim's interpretation and the Rambam is based on the premise that ein esay decha esay applies both if the esay hanitcha is an iser esay or a kiyam esay. So Rab Chaim claims that the Rambam doesn't agree with this Shita Mukubetzis. Menchas Chinuch is the one who popularized this Shita Mukubetzis. He quotes it every 75 pages, he brings up the issue again. That just like Eser Decha Lo says, he says, it can be Decha and Iser Esei as well. Rab Chaim's Yishuv on the Shver Rambam is based on the assumption, not like that Shita Mukubetzis. That Esei is only Decha Lav, and Esei can be Decha and Iser Esei. Only can be Decha Lav. Okay, so those are the three pshatim.
Would we always say, and I say the Rabbanan is Docha Los, I say the eraser, only in this case?
Rare cases. I don't know, yeah.
Over here we should be chayish to the misa of one person, because here they had exactly a minion.
Yeah.
So it's not about
Galatiana interpretation is problematic. Without that hesber, just that essay de rabbim is chomer, and you don't need be it. The hesber that they gave is highly problematic. Yeah.
Rav Kreskis in Gittin over there says that the lamem tavod is only in the seder abana.
The lamem tavod.
The fourth answer.
But
the answer of the lamem tavod is seder abana.
Really? Okay. That's a psachidish. The Pashtus and the Gemara and Soita Dav Gimel, that the three psukim there with his machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that they're reshus, and Rabbi Kiva holds that it's a chayva. So the Pashtus says that it's a real din derais.
It says chayva derabanan kamar.
Okay. It's against Taisus. Taisus quotes this Gemara as a kasha against the halachas gedolos. Here you see, there's a conflict between a derais and a derabanan. You don't say that derais always wins. Here the derabanan wins. I don't know. Yeah?
Hashin and Shemir Yamos isn't it from the Tosus and Yavamos and the first page in Yuma that there's no war. We're not worried, even within Rabbi Yehuda, who says we're worried that not just Shem and not Shem and Mace, but Shemir Yamos were worried.
Yeah, this is very Mamor, but here he's doing an outright Avera. There, you're talking, the guy wants to, Maram Shik, he wants to postpone getting married. He's not in a rush. He thinks if he'll wait another year or two, he'll get a better shidduch.
The guy's getting the bat from it, and he says it's
but he's not doing an outright Avera. Here the guy's doing an outright Avera first.
Here it's going to, either way, with the Gemara and Chafes and Gittin, the woman's going to Azar eating Truma,
No, but now,
I'm not worried.
Because she's married to the Kohen. She's been married to the Kohen for the last 25 years. She's been eating chumah all the time. Her husband goes on vacation a lot. Every time she wants to eat chumah, she doesn't call him up on the cell phone and ask, are you still alive? You still have chazaka.
That's the chazaka place it says. We're not worried.
Yeah. No, but here you're outright doing an avera based on esed dechaloy sese.
We're not worried about it. That's what doesn't bring.
Okay.
I don't
like the pshat either. I don't think it's correct. Okay. Okay. Finished. So what's again the Gemara? The verse they quoted, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that there's a difference between a mezuman of 3 and a mezuman of 10. Mezuman of 10, you could be mekel, where Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said, when you really need 10 people for a real davshi b'kedushi harik bal yavar, then you need all 10 should be gedolim b'nei bris and so on. But if it's only a din derabanan that you need 10, like Kriyas HaTorah, Chazaras HaShatz, or Benchim Mizuman Ba'asora, the difference between Benchim Mizuman Ba'asora and 3, even if you hold that Mizuman is a din deraisa, the Mishnah Berurah quoted in Machlokes, but the difference in the Nusach, that if you have 10, then you say Alekeinu, if you have 3, you don't say Alekeinu, that difference is probably only the Rabbanan. So when again to the din of the Rabbanan, Rabbi Shlomo Levi came up with the din, that one tina can be mitzdarif to the minyan, both for davening, that's what you see from the Gemara. Tosis points it out. See from the Gemara that they're making an equation between the mezuman, the 10 needed for the mezuman, and the 10 needed for the davshe b'kedusha, for the minyan, for chazaras hashatz, and for kriyas haTorah. So one katan could be mitztarif, and one evik nine could be mitztarif, and possibly one isha. That was the Mordechai, the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Mordechai Adan. Maybe even one isha can be mitztarif. Shine. So the Gemara tells over this story about Reb Lezer came to the Beis Medrash, fine. Then the Gemara says, V'yom Reb Shimon Levi has another memory. Yom Yashman on the Beis HaKnesses, Kadesh Yiskev Yimna, you should try to be from the Asura Rishonim. What's so great about Asura Rishonim? Even if 100 people come later, the people who are the Asura Rishonim, they get all the reward from everybody. The last 90 people who come don't get any reward. Only the Asura Rishonim get reward, because they made up the means. The Gemara says, is that fair? What do you mean? A person is not from the first 10. He doesn't get reward for davening tefillah b'tziba. Doesn't make sense. Aleima, no. Doesn't mean he takes away the reward from all the other 90. Aleima, say like this, from heaven they can give a lot of reward. So those who come, the first 10 who made up the minyan, they get so much reward. In order mabod, they're going to get schar keneged kulam. Okay. Nice. Moral of the story, should come to shul on time. She come early to shul. One of the rabbis in Shiva just lost his father, Rabbi Kerner. So they said by the funeral, they were talking about his father always came to shul half an hour early. He wanted to make sure that he wanted to daven. He enjoyed davening here in the yeshiva. He used to daven yeshiva Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because they daven slow. He used to enjoy davening slowly. So you should come early. You should come on time. Make sure you come on time. Okay. Amar Avuna, Tisha B'Yarim Mitztarfim. If you only have 9 people in the Yarim Kodesh, you can count the Yarim Kodesh as the 10th person. Amalei Rab Nachman, are you crazy? The Oren Gabrahu, what, the Oren is a human being? How can you be Mitztarf the Oren as a 10th one? El Amar Avuna, no. What he really said was something else. Tisha Nirim Kasorim Mitztarfim. You don't actually need 10 people. If you have 9 people and it looks like such a big crowd, it conveys the impression that it's 10, it's also good enough. Mistama for your Bal Yava purposes, you would not say it like that. For the din that you need a minion, midirabanan, there is mekom. When is it tisha nirim kasora? So there are 2 versions. Amrila kimechanfi. One version has it if they're all gathered together, kinulfio. The Amrila, another version has it, kimavadri. If they're spread about, then it looks like there are more people. So the Gemara is going to say later, we don't pass like this. That's the top line. We don't accept it. We don't accept Tisha B'Yoren. We don't accept Tisha Nirim Kasar. What's the next member? Amar Abba Mishnayim B'Shabbos Mitztarfim. On Shabbos, on the weekdays, Shnayim She'ochlu Kachas is not even a Rishus L'Zaman. That was on the first Gemara in the Perek. So maybe on Shabbos it should be different. Maybe it can be Mitzarf Shabbos Hamalka. The shoes by the Sfardim, when they bench Mizulman on Shabbos, they said, B'shus Shabbos Malkasa. They ask for shoes from Shabbos. As if Shabbos is an entity. Shabbos is a person that you have. You ask him for shoes from Shabbos. I remember once I was in Shalavim, so I gave a shiur there, and then for lunch they gave something, some kind of pyro hot dogs, I think. I don't know what they gave. And then I didn't wash for bread. So there were three boys that were going to bench mezumin, so they wanted to know that they have to say b'shus harav. I was eating with them because I couldn't bench anyway because I didn't eat bread. So one of the boys said that by the Sfarim, they said b'shus Shabbos Malkasa. Shabbos Hamalka can't bench either. And nonetheless, Derech Eretz dictates you have to say b'shus Shabbos Malkasa. So it's a raya, you say b'shus harav, even though the rabbi can't bench. So the Gemara has one opinion that on Shabbos, if you have two people with Shabbos, you have a mezumen. Sure. Shnayim v'Shabbos mitzdarfim. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says again, are you crazy? Shabbos gavrahu. Shabbos is not a person. What do you mean, two in Shabbos? El Amar Abami, no, but he misunderstood what he said. What he really said was, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, ha-mechadadim ze b'alocha mitzdarfim. Two Talmidei Chachamim who sharpen each other. Mitzdarfim, that's good for a mezumen, even though you don't have three people. What's an example of two Talmidei Chacham HaMechadim Zel Zel Balocha? So Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes were both there when Rabbami said what he really meant, Shnei Talmidei HaMechadim. So each one waved with his finger, like this. It's me and him. So Machvi, he demonstrated, Machvi Rav Chisda could go in on door of Rav Sheshes, each one's Mechadim, and Machvi Rav Sheshes could go in on door of Rav Chisda, and he points to the other guy. He says, me and him. That's an example of Rabbami's name. Rabbami said it then, we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin the first way, Shnayim v'Shabbos mitzdarfim, we don't paskin the second when he corrected it. We don't paskin Shnei Talmidei Chachamim HaMechadim Zeh Zeh Balocha, Umar Sebelei Sachasel Kechol HaNishmaita. We don't paskin like these.
But how is it a correction? Meaning, he said before that it's not like there's no third person, and here also there's no third person, so how
is it? I don't know, I think they quote from the Vilna Gaon, the Tisha the Oren. Ba'orim was a reshitev sechad roi ben anira. The tenth person is not visible because he's not there. There is no tenth person. It looks, it's tisha nirim kasar. So he said tisha ba'oran. He meant with the word ba'oran or reshitevus. He knew what he meant. He didn't mean the aron kodesh. He meant echad roi ben anira, the tenth person. Somehow Shabbos I forgot about it. Shabbos also a reshitevus. So when he first said the din, he said shnayim v'shabbos mitzdarfim, and Shabbos is a reshitevus. Forgot already for what. And then he spelled out what the Rashi Tevis was. Yeah. But whatever it meant, whether the original simple way or the interpretation he gave, the Gemara said, we don't paskin like it. We don't accept it. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, katan parech mezamnim olam. What's a katan parech? So Rashi explains the top Rashi over here. Top of Mem Chesem and Alpha. In order to be a Godel, in order to be Bar Mitzvah, you need Shonim V'Simonim, both by a boy and by a girl. There's a Machlokes HaTanoim, what age is Shonim? So we Paskin by a boy, it's Yud Yimul Shonim Yamecha, the first day into the 14th year. And by a girl, it's Yud Bei Shonim Yamecha, the first day into the 13th year. A lot of people make a mistake. They think that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, it became Bar Mitzvah 13 years later on Ches Adar. So Rabbi Soloveitchik would always explain. The Mishlei Melech spells it out. He said, that's a mistake. Yud Gimel Shanim would be on Vav Adar. The last day of Yud Gimel Shanim, that's Yud Gimel Shanim. On Zayin Adar, after the 13th year, after the 13th birthday, so Zayin Adar is the first day of the 14th year. That's the Yoy Mechad. Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad is on the birthday. You don't have to wait till the next day. That's already Shnei Yomim into the 14th year. So you need Shonim and you need Simonim. Simonim is Shtei Cyrus. Shtei Cyrus be'eva ho'erva. That makes a go. So what if a person has Shtei Cyrus are growing before? So we say that's Shuma B'Yalma. That's a growth and it doesn't count. The Shtei Cyrus usually taken as an indication that the person is Roy Lahoylet. But if the Cyrus are growing there from the age of 10, so we don't assume that is Roy Lahoylet. There's a problem today, a lot of Roy Lahoylet at the age of 9. they father children, their mothers at a very young age. So should we say that the gadlus should change by us? That the gadlus, because of the diet, because we eat the better food than we used to eat, we eat more healthy food. So the bodies develop more, that's a problem. Because Tosfos points out in Sanhedrin, and the Sugyan Sahel, and Daf Samach Tes, that Bedorbis Arishanim in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they were Roy Lahoylid at an earlier age, and they became Bar Mitzvah at an earlier age. So today we see from the neighbors that the Roy Lahoylid at a younger age. So everybody should become Bar Mitzvah earlier. So it's a question. Someone has to work at it. Okay. It's a serious question. So in order to really be a godly, you have to have Shana V'Simon. What if you have the Shtei Cyrus, and you don't have yet the Shonim? So that's what he says. Katan Pareach, the Shtei Cyrus are growing already. Mizamnim Olov, you can be Mitzarfim to a Mizuman, even though he doesn't yet have the Shonim. What does Rashi say? Katan Pareach, Shevi Simonim, in order to be Bar Mitzvah, he needs Shonim, this Simonim. All he has is the Simonim. So to be Mitzarfim to a Zimun is good. Then it says, Tanya Nami Hochi. We have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says it, that should be enough. But there's a brisa that supports him, so that's even more than enough. Tanya Nami Hochi. Kod Neshevish Dei Saris Mizamna Malov. Shalevish Dei Saris Hei Mizamna Malov. So it's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says. Then it adds on the E Medaktik in Bekotten. And you don't have to be so medaktik. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Isn't it a contradiction min Ei Bei? Or Gufa Kasha, the Sefer contradicts the Resha. Amrit, in the Resha, you're right. Hevish Tesaris Ein, La Hevish Tesaris Loi, only Hevish Tesaris. Before that, you cannot be Mitzarfim to the Mizuman. Bahadatani, E Medaktik in Bekotten. Then you say that you're not medaktik. You have to check to see if he has Shtei Cyrus. And for the Gemara, no. What does it mean? E medaktik in mekotten. Frag Gemara, lasuye mai, what are you marbe? Lab lasuye kotten pareach. Again, what did the Gemara ask? Haguf el kasha, the brisa contradicts itself. Amrit and the Reisha, you're right. Hevish Dei Saris Ein, Hevish Dei Saris Loi. Behod the Tani, Eim Adaktikim Bekotan. Sounds like you don't check to see if he. You don't even have to check to see if he has Dei Saris. The Gemara says, no, that's what it means. Lasuye Mai. What does it mean? Eim Adaktikim Bekotan. There are words missing here. What does it mean? Eim Adaktikim Bekotan means Lasuye Kotan Pareach. If he has Dei Saris, Eim Adaktikim means. The Tap Rashi says you don't have to be medaktik to see that he has shonim in addition to the simonim, but as long as he has the simonim, then it's good. That's how Rashi learns. Very doichik. That's what the bottom Tosfos says. Very doichik. So the brisa just repeats itself. That's what it said in the first half of the brisa. Tanya lam hiochi kot nevish desaris mizam lo shleivish desaris em mizam nemalov. Then it says vei medaktik im mekotin. You don't have to be medaktik to see if he has shonim. That's what it says in the Resha. Cotton, shevish, teisaris. It's still a cotton. Shevish, teisaris means all you have is simonim. So what do you add on? What do you gain by adding on? The medaktikim b'kotnim. So it doesn't read well. So Tosfos is not happy with Rashi. What does Tosfos write? Al kein pirush abeinu chananel. The first 10 lines, Tosfos is not happy. They say, Al kein pirush abeinu chananel. Cotton pareach betuch yud gimel shana. Vaday lahevish shtei cyrus yiduos. What does that mean? He doesn't even have shtei cyrus. The shtei cyrus that he has are not acceptable. Why not? Sheinu gedolus, they're not long enough. Kedei loch of roshan leikorin. That's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah in Nida. When it talks about what age do you need for shanim, do you need yud gimel shanim, yud bei shanim for a boy, for a girl? We paskin for boys yud gimel shanim emechad for a girl. By some reform, they feel that it's discriminatory. To say that a girl becomes bas mitzvah at the age of 12, so they want to make everybody equal, so they say that the girls become bas mitzvah also at the age of 13. The Gemara says the reason why the girl becomes bas mitzvah earlier, because by even Hashem Elohim asat seila bina yisera, nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'isha yosa minu ish, that the girl's brain develops, it corresponds to biology. The boy's brain reaches the fullest size, doesn't reach the full understanding till you learn in Mashiach. But the full size of the brain is only reached when the boy reaches the age of 13 and the girl's brain reaches its fullness, that's biology. That's a fact. How did the Tanoim know? I don't know. But that's what the Gemara says. Bini seven, that's on Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishes Minisha. The reason why the girl becomes bas mitzvah a year before the boy is because her brain develops earlier. So the Reform feel that that's a bizoyan to the women. So they say the girl is just as dumb as the boy. And the girl becomes bas mitzvah at the age of 13. That's a busha to the girl. That's a little stupid. A lot of things that the Reform do is stupid. But this is mamish stupid. It's based on the assumption that the women, their brain develops earlier than the boys. So what's the din? So the Mishnah has there the age, the machlokes hatanaim, what the age is. We pass in 12 and 13. And then it has shtei sairis. And shtei sairis have to be on the eva ha'erva. And then how long do the sairis have to be? So we pass in halacha has to be so long, kedei halacha of roshon li'ikoron. You can bend it back and fold it over. So the Gemara says, katan pareach mizamnim alav. He doesn't have shonim. He only has shtei sairis, and then it says ve'ei medaktikim be'kotten. You don't have to be so medaktik. Even the shtei sairis don't have to be legitimate. It's not really legal. The shtei sairis are not even as long as they're supposed to be. Al kem pirush abein hanan al kotten parech b'toch yigim al shana v'adan le'ei b'shtei sairis. You do a she'ena gedodes kedei lach v'rosh and l'kort shikeinu shiurim. That's the Mishnah Nida. It has to be long enough kedei machloikis. That's how we paskin. Lochi kor la parech she parchu b'tzamchu bo sairis. Avleinim gedolus kol hashiv hashtoachet perusha. Amet hevi shtei saris and mashma hevi davke the full amount. Barak tani emedak to give me cotton. Mashma filo by hevi. Alishmamen alasid cotton pareach. Was he say belgalui reisha the mashu who oimer be reisha hevi shtei saris. Hainu porchish einam saris mamish. It's not kedei loch of rosh and ikorim. That's what Tosfos learns. Pshat. Rashi is shver. The way Rashi learns, just the safe of the brisa, just the repeat of the reisha. That all you need is simanim, you don't need shonim. That we know already. That says you, without the sefer, you would know that also. Fine. We read the Gemara, we understand. Now the Gemara says, and we don't paskan like any of the above mamorim. Ella, we don't accept anything that we just said. Ella kihod om Rab Nachman. We paskan like Rab Nachman. Kot ne'adele mi mevachim mizavim molim. Kot ne'adele mi mevachim. He can be 8 years old. He can be 7 years old. He can understand. There's a God in the world, and He created the world, and we daven to our Kodesh Baruch, and we thank Him for the food that He gives us. A younger child also. So you don't even need Hevish Tei Cyrus. So what does Rashi say? V'lei silchus ha'kachol ha'nishmaitza the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. We don't accept Tisha B'Yorin. We don't accept Shtayim Shabbos. We don't accept Tisha Nirim Kasora. We don't accept Shnei Talmid HaChachamim HaMachadadim Zezeb Alocha. And we also don't accept Kotan Pareach. He doesn't even have to have the Shtei Cyrus. He doesn't have to be so old. Doesn't even need Shtei Cyrus is later, at the age of 11, 12, 12 and a half, something like that, when the Cyrus start to grow. Even if he's not a parech at all, you don't even need shtei sairis at all. All you need is katan adelimim mevarchim. That's a very young age. So Tosfos says, isn't that strange? Rabbi Yochanan is the first generation of Amoraim. He learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. All of his Talmidim wrote the Talmud Yerushalmi, a prominent Amoraim. He makes a statement. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Amiochi, 3 lines from the Bradam. Tanya Amiochi, Bryson says it. Here Rabbi Nachman Moses along. He says, we don't accept Rabbi Yochanan. Even if there wouldn't be a Tanya Nami Hochi Tosef, Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Nachman decide not to accept Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan was a few generations before him. Rabbi Yochanan was an Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Nachman was in Babel, but they heard what Rabbi Yochanan said, they quoted it. So why does he not accept it? And it's a price. How do you just reject, Tosef says, the top Tosef? Mashma dukoi Nami or Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosef says, how can it be below in the hero? It doesn't make sense. Rabbi, ain't there a Chagamore? She says, the Dibir Hamarayim. If you'd explain why, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't make any sense. They don't give any reason. They just say, we don't paskan like Rabbi Yochanan, we don't paskan like, even though Tanya Nam Yochanan, we don't paskan like a Braise. That's not the style of the Gemara. You sometimes do say, we don't paskan like a Braise, because of this and this reason. But Beli Tam, Belo Shum Tam, the Gemara doesn't give any explanation. So Tosfos thinks that V'lei Silchus HaKochal HaNishmaitze, goes on all the other merits. Shnaim v'Shabbos, Tisha v'Yarein, Tisha Nirim Kasar, Shnei Tamir Chamam Achadim says it. But in a Katan Pareach, he's not disagreeing with Katan Pareach. He's just adding on. It's not enough Katan Pareach. In addition to the Pareach that he has the Shtei Saris, he should be also Yodeh L'mim Evarach. Sometimes the kid is a dumb kid. He's a little retarded. So if he doesn't know L'mim Evarach, then you can't be Mitzarif him to the Mezuman, even though he is a Katan Pareach. So that's what I say. Shloima dekoi a katan pareach kloima. Katan pareach mizamnim alav. Yes, katan pareach mizamnim alav. Hainadavke if he's yadeh lemim avochim. Shavai b'inon. You need both together. Okay. You need both together. Yeah, what's Nachamol? Let's see again. Katan pareach. So Tosfos says we're not rejecting Rabbi Yochanan. We're modifying Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Katan pareach, we have simonim without shonim, you can be a mitzarifim to a mezumin." So Rabbi Nachman said, "Not exactly. You need the simonim, even without the shonim, but you also need your delamim avorchim." Yeah. How does this correspond to what Rabbi Shulam Halevi said at the beginning, that if you have tisha the katan mutal barisa, osmos snifla asara, the tenth one you can be a mitzarif, the tenth one can be a katan mutal barisa. Katan mutal barisa is not your delamim avorchim. He probably doesn't have shtei saris either, as neither. So Tosfos is not sure. The bottom Tosfos on Amud Beis. V'im Taimar, the last five lines in the bottom Tosfos on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. How can Rabbi Yochanan say over here that you need katan pareach to be mitzarifim to a mezuman? Is he talking about three or is he talking about ten? So Tosfos says, "V'im time of harmin aliyal katan muta barisa osmos esnif lasara." The muta barisa doesn't have shonim, doesn't have simonim, and does not yedele mim mevorchim. It's nothing with nothing. So Tosfos says, "V'yeshlam lehasam ari basar." If you have ten, so the tenth one could even be tinek muta barisa. Rabbi Yochanan is talking if you have three. So even though before Rabbi Shulam Halevi said if you have three, the katan mutal barisa is not mitzarev, but Rabbi Yochanan says, but if he's not a mutal barisa, he's a pareach, means he already has shtei saris, and the shtei saris are not complete. They medaktikim, it's not kedei lach rosh and likoran. The shtei saris are beginning to grow. They medaktikim, you don't even need that it should be the correct shear, is also good bashloshim. That's the first suggestion. V'achamari bishloshim. Rabbi Yochanan is talking shloshim, Rabbi Shulam Halevi says, Buta Baris is mitzvah to asar. Or perhaps not so. Shema pligi adodi. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan now is disagreeing with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi said before nine adults with a katan muta barisa are mitzvahim. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing with Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he thinks that the muta barisa is not mitzvah even to the ziman asar. Maybe holds that Tini Davke should be katan. Katan pareach. So they're not sure. Yeah, if you assume there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Levi, how are you going to paskin? So that's a Tosfos in a few places in Shas. Tosfos has a Gemara in the end of Megillah. Well, in the end of Megillah has a din, Malam HaKadosh V'lo Maridin. Let's say you have a shul, and everybody moved to a different neighborhood. They built a fancy shul over there. So what do you do with the old shul? They're going to use the old shul to make a store out of it. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to. Malam HaKadosh V'lo Maridin. What if you have a shul and you want to convert it into a yeshiva? You have a yeshiva, you want to convert it into a shul. So the Gemara assumes that a shul and a Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesset and Beis HaMedrash, do not have the same level of Kedusha. One is higher than the other. That's the question. Why did they make that assumption? Maybe they have the same level of Kedusha, but the Gemara's assumption is like that. So what's the difference between a shul and a Beis HaMedrash? So the ikar of the shul is for davening. The ikar of the Beis HaMedrash is for learning. That's the Pasha Pshat and Gemara, the Adam Megillah. So that's a machlokes to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, which has the higher Kedusha. So Rabbi Yochanan says that Beis HaKnesses has the higher level of Kedusha, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that Beis HaMedrash has the higher level of Kedusha. Because the Beis HaMedrash is miyuchad for learning, the Beis HaKnesses is miyuchad for davening. So the Gemara quotes the machlokes Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Gemara just proceeds to assume as if Rabbi Yochanan didn't exist. They just ignore him. What happened to Rabbi Yochanan? So Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara that they're assuming that the din is always like Rabbi Shlomo Halevi, even if he disagrees. Usually we pass like Rabbi Yechanan keneged b'nei Doro. Rabbi Yechanan halachik Rabbi Yechanan. Shmuel b'Rabbi Yechanan halachik Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan v'shlokish, the din is usually like Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara in Yevamah says only three cases where he passes like Rabbi Shlokish when he disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. So if he always passes like Rabbi Yechanan, it can egged Rab and can egged Shmuel. If it's one against one. If two gang up against one, Rab and Shmuel both disagree with Rabbi Yechanan, then we'll pass like Rab and Shmuel. But halachic Rabbi Yechanan, egged b'nei Doro. If it's Rab and Rabbi Yechanan, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. But Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shlomo Halevi, not. We pass like Rabbi Shlomo Halevi. That's what Tosfos has in a few Masechtos. They have it on Megillah. Then they have another Gemara in Sanhedrin, another Masechtos in Chulin. They point to that Gemara. So according to the second suggestion of Shem Plivi Adodi, if there's really a machloikis, then we're not going to paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, then we're going to paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So that's Tosfos Shaila. When the Gemara said on the top line, "Belei Sichas Kochal Hanishmaite," what does it go on? So certainly goes on Shnayim V'Shabbos, certainly goes on Tisha V'Yorin, and it certainly goes on Tisha Nirim Kasor. And it goes on Shnayi Tamin HaChamim Mechadadim Mezazel Ba'alocha. And then Tosfos learns V'fi Perushenu. Tosfos is learning, it goes on Rabbi Yechanan also. He's not rejecting Rabbi Yechanan, he's modifying Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said it depends Kotn HaPareach, and Tosfos interpreted Pareach means you have Cyrus without Simonim, without Shonim, and the Simonim are not even Kedei Loch of Rosh and the Korn Pareach. Pirchei Kuhuna. What do you mean Pirchei Kuhuna? The Mishnah is talking about Pirchei Kuhuna. Usually Pirchei Kuhuna means that the beards are beginning to grow. Here Pareach means the Shtei Cyrus are beginning to grow, not the beards. The beards start growing later, not before Bar Mitzvah. Here he's talking a cotton Pareach, based on the context, means the Shtei Cyrus are beginning to grow, but they didn't fully grow. So even though Rabbi Yechanan sounds like he says Parech is enough, so Rabbi Nachman modifies it. He's not rejecting Rabbi Yechanan. He modifies it. He says you need both. That you need both. Which Ravayu Beinu, you need both Parech, the Shtei Saris are beginning to grow, and should also be a Deilim Mimavor. Ulepe Rushena, what does Tosfos continue? So that was the Chiddush of Rabbi Nachman. So he modifies Rabbi Yechanan, you need both. So then the Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Verava, when they were little children, were very brilliant. And the Rebbe asked them, when you say Brach, who do you say? Brach said to Rabbi Yoilam, well, where is he? So one of them walked outside and pointed to the heavens, and the other one pointed to the ceiling. So it shows how brilliant they were. So what do you mean, how brilliant? The Shtei Saris start growing when the child is 11, 12, the Shtei Saris start growing. So the child was 11 or 12, and he says, God is up in the heavens. So that shows how brilliant he is. I have grandchildren who are 6 and 7. They'll also tell you that God is up in the heaven. So Tosfos says, well, the Pirushein, according to what we just interpreted, that Rab Nachman is modifying, not that Rab Nachman is rejecting Rabbi Yechanan. It doesn't make sense to reject Rabbi Yechanan B'li Tam. Once in a while, the Gemara says, we don't pass like a Braisa because of this. But B'li Tam, just say, we don't pass like Rabbi Yechanan. We don't pass like the Tanya and Amyachi. It cannot be. That's not the style of the Gemara. Ain't derech haGemara. She says so. Divrei Amoraim Abraisa Shevi Beli Tam. So it must be that he's modifying. He said, Kotn Parech is only good if he's a Delemi Mevorch. So then the Gemara is talking about Abai Verovim when they were 11 years old. 11 years old. Said, how does that show? And he says, Butn Mikit for Yedi. See, gifted children. They're so talented. They know where God is. At the age of 12. So how does it show? You can tell they're gonna grow up to be big Talmid Chacham. That's Amaluhu Rabba. Rabba was the Rebbe. He said, Tabach Rabbanan Havesu. Both of you are going to grow up to be big Talmid Chachamim because you're so talented. You're so bright. How does it show they're so bright? So Tosfos says, Ulepe Rishen, according to what we just interpreted in Gemara, the Rav Nachman is not disagreeing that it's enough if he's dead, and he can be mitzarfim to a mezumin at the age of 5 if he knows the concept of elokus. Ulepi Rishenu, that it's only pareach with yedei lemin bevachim. Tavai beinon, tzichem lom, delamaisi uvda dabai verov, and linyan az muni alev. We're not talking that Rabbi said, oh, these two children are so brilliant, they know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we can be mitzarfim to a mezumin at the age of 11. Tosfos said, that's ridiculous. Ela the farish makat the adelamim mevarchim. The mistama va parchim hayu. They weren't the age of 11 or 12. That doesn't show that their genius is dim kain. If they're already 11 or 12, ma'ariv v'isayu. What's the big chiddush? They understand where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Rabbi Nami Diovad, Haino Laharashesh Bambina. He wanted to show how brilliant these children are. They're going up to be big rabban and big talmid chacham. But they're 11 years old. So what's the chiddush? So it must be that they were 5 or 6. They were 5 or 6 years old. They're already younger than other children. Younger than other children, they already understood the concept of Elokus. The Yedele Mi Mevorkim. So Rabbi just said, the Yedele Mi Mevorkim. But he didn't mean to say, and therefore you can be Mitzarif him to the Mizuman. No, you can only be Mitzarif him to Ravai Abinun. We never rejected Rabbi Yechanan with the Tanya Nami Hochi. We accepted you need Pareach. And Pareach means the beginning of the Shtei Saris. Adain lo higia le kdei roch of Roshan the Ikora. And in addition to that, you need to rabbi ben, and you need also your daily mimavar. Fine. Okay, so Tosis gave pshat. So now the question is, when we reject all of the previous brises, and we are modifying Rabbi Yochanan Shita, how does this affect, if at all, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the one who said in the beginning, the kotnal mutal barisa, you can be mitzarifim to a minion, both for kriyas haTorah and for mezumen. Because the Gemara asked Meisvei, from the Maisa with Rabbi Eliezer. So Taisa, you see that it's equal. The Gemara is equating it. So that's a Shaila. When we're rejecting everything, all of the above, how far back do you go? You reject also Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. The Oim Rabbi Natam, Afal Pidei Leisuchas, Kol Hani Shmaitze. Kol Hani Shmaitze means the last four. Shnayim V'Shabbos, Tisha V'Yorid. Miu Halachi Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. But the first memory, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, that remains. The Kotal Mutal Barisa can be mitzarif to the Zimun Asora. It can be mitzarif to the Minyan also, even though it's not Yedele Mimavarch. Allah Yerub Shema Levi, the Alma Kotal Mamish, a Mamish Kotal Mutal Barisa, an infant. Osim Osim Snifla Asora. Ay, but you need Pareach, the Hocha to be in Pareach, Yedele Mimavarch. Ay, Nebishloisha. But if it would be Basora, then even Mutal Barisa is good. It only goes on all the other memories. Why should you say like that? So they say because the Gemara was mapsik with the comment of Asura Rishonim in between. We're talking about mitzarif to a mezumen, then we talk more mitzarif to a mezumen, and then all of a sudden in the middle you put about Asar Rishonim. So Tosfos says they put in the membra of, you should always try to be from the Asar Rishonim in between, so that you should know that the flow of the Gemara, everything after the Asar Rishonim membra, that's all rejected. Like it says, Kachal HaNishmaitze, and we're modifying Rabbi Yechanan, he's the last one, Kotan Paruch, modifying it. In addition to Parech, you need also the Dele Mim Bevachim, but they're not touching Rabbi Shlomo Levi. He remains. So Aloch Alamai said, that's what the Rabbi Natam says, that if you don't have a minion, you have 9 gedolim, and the 10th one is a tinuk. 10th one is man the tinuk hamutal barisa, so you can mitzarif him to the minion, both for kriyas haTorah and for chazaras hashatz and for mezumen, because the Gemara equated it. That's what he says. Am Rabbi Natam afal pi the leisos kol hanishmaitz, everything is rejected, but Rabbi Shimon ben Levi we don't reject. That's like the Tosfos says and the other place on Shabbos. We never reject Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Halacha is always like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Even if he disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, he always wins. Whenever Rabbi Shimon ben Levi has something, that's what Tosfos writes in a few places. We always pass on like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, except for Kuloi Hafachlovon, Tosfos says. Tosfos quotes a pasuk, Kuloi Hafachlovon, so they say a tradition from the days of the garden. The din is Kuloi. Din is always like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, except a mepech shvur, hafach, and lovan is something, in Hilchos Treifos, if something is white instead of red, so it is a treifa, it's not a treifa, I forgot already. So that's a tradition they had from the days of the Goyim, based on that remez from the pasuk. Kulo hafach, lovan, we always pass on like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. So that's the same Rabbi Natam here. They cannot share mapsik agmar bintayim ba'osa ma'ase the Reb Lezer. The only miashkem adam to be from Nasar Rishonim. The Tanya Kavah say, and the Gemara quotes a brayse that supports the memra of Yashkim Adam. So the Marsha says in our Gemara, we don't have this. We don't have a Tanya Nami Hachi after Asar Rishon. We have a Tanya Nami Hachi after Rav Yechanan about the Kotan Parech. But the Marsha says just a half a line. He just points out Tosis had a different girsa. Tosis writes, V'tanya Kavaseh. So the Gemara was mapsik between Rabbi Shimon Levi's memory and all the others, and in the flow of the Gemara, we're rejecting all of the later memories, but we're not rejecting Asar Rishonim, so we're not rejecting Rabbi Shimon Levi, who was quoted before the Asar Rishonim. Now the Koi Hanishmaitz of the Bosa Tanya Kavase, the Yashkim. Again, we don't have any Tanya Kavase, the Yashkim. This says it twice, there's a Tanya Kavase of Yashkim. The Bosa Tanya Kavase, the Yashkim Kagon, which members are rejected? Tisha V'yoren, V'shabbos Ushnaim, V'tish and Nirim Kasar, Ushnaim, Hamchadim Zazel of Alocha, Kotten Pareach, we modified. We didn't reject it, we modified it. Afal Gav, the Tana Braisa Hochi Lasui Pareach. How can he say Leisuchas Kol Hanishmaitze? Even goes on the Pareach, but it's a Tanya Nami Hochi. So Tesis says he's modifying it. It's correct what it says in the Braisa Pareach, but you need an addition. You need also Yodeh Lamim Mevorchim. What does Tesis say? V'yaf Hagav the Tana Braisa Hochi. There's a Tanya Nami Hochi. So how can you say that? Rab Nachman is rejecting the last memra, and the Tosfos Yamidei Rab Nachman Ben Yedeh Lemi Mevarchim. Nochamol. Aber gab Tanya Braisa Hachi Lasi Pareach. Pareach is good enough. So what does he say? Yamidei Rab Nachman Be'Eni Yodeh Lemi Mevarchim. Eni Yodeh. This is not. See, the beginning of the Tosfos, there's a different Bala Tosfos. This Tosfos is not well written. If you read to the end, it's very, it's called, the going back and forth, different speakers here, different Rishonim are talking here. So the first five lines in the Tosfos, the first 10 lines in Tosfos, they said Rab Nachman is modifying Rab Yochanan. He's not rejecting him. He's not saying, Akoti Adel Lamim Rochem, from the age of 5, you can be Mitzarefam to Mezuman. No. In the beginning of the Tosfos, they said, the Taravaya Binon, Rab Nachman is modifying, you need Yedeh Lamim Mevarchim in addition to the Parech. So then there's no question at all. How do you reject the Tanya Rab Yechon? He's modifying the Braisa also. He's modifying Rab Yechon, modifying the Braisa. This is a different Bala Tosfos. He's speaking now, not the same one who wrote the original 10 lines in Tosfos. And he assumes that Rab Nachman says, Kot Yedeh Lamim Mevarchim, from the age of 5 you can be Mitzar from Tum Mezuman. So that's in disagreement. The age of 5 is not going to be a Pareach. So he learns Katna Pareach, he can be Mitzarf and Tum Zuman, even though Afal Pisha any Yedeh Lamim Mevarchim. And if he's Yedeh Lamim Mevarchim, even from the age of 5, he can be Mitzarfim. That's not like the first Bala Tosfos in the first 10 lines. That's what they say. V'Afal Gav D'Tanya Braisa Hochi, this Tanya Nami Hochi supports Rabbi Yechanan. So how can Rabbi Nachman reject Rabbi Yechanan? Now this Bala Tosfos is assuming, Leisilchus Kachal Hanishmaitse, he's rejecting Rabbi Yechanan. But in the first line, they didn't want to say. So they say, what does he do with the Tanya Nami Hachi? Yamidei Rab Nachman, Ben Yedeh Lamim Mevarchim, Hana Nami Kerebi Shua Ben Levi, the Amaleel Kotnaim is on Mala Pirish Muta Baris, Achiedu Lamim Mevarchim, Avalos Masa Stif La Sora, Pirish, the Bichas Amazim Hadin Latvila. So now, this is every line they're bringing in a new and introducing a new idea. And now they're saying what the Gemara said about before, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi said, that Kotna Muta Barisa can be starved to the Zimun, is not Yedeh Lamim Mevarchim. Muta Barisa is an infant. He's not Parech at all, but Lasar is good. So they say it's not only with respect to Benshim Mezumah, with respect to dominating Basar, also Adin Latvila Harino de Behol, but Palig Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman is not disagreeing with Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, and the Gemara before equated the two. Avlos Mosa Snif Lasar Lebichas Han Mohadin Letfilo, the Baal of Pagra Nam Rachm never disagreed with Bisham Levi, the Chiboya Dea Uparea Kiriprishes Hanemili Lezim and Shlosha. Avlos Snif Lasara Mohadin Bisham Levi, the Snif Lasar Hadin Letfilo. How do you know the Kotman Star for Dekanami, what? They're proving that Tfilo is the same as Benshim Mezumi Basar, the Parachalami Maisa de Rablas, the Shoy Letfilo, Rabbi Shimon Levi and Marib Bichas Hamasin. The Sisi Gemara made an equation that if you hold like Rabbi Shimon Levi that Tinek Muta Barisa can be mitzaref to Asara for benching Mizuman to say Alakenu, you can be mitzaref him for the purpose of Chazaras Hashatz also. That's an often Gemara. That equation, that's an often Gemara. Now what's the problem? And there's clearly a machlokes. The first balatesis in the first 10 lines thought leisuchus kol hanishmaitze. Rabbi Nachman is modifying Rabbi Yechanan. And now this balatesis learns that it's chaylik on Rabbi Yechanan. He says, no, katan muta barisa, from the age of 5, if he's there, the mim bevorchim, you can mim tzarfim to the zimun. You don't need both pareach and you're there, the mim bevorchim. So now what do they have? Mi utema, the Bereshis Rabba Kohamar, Alohadi Rebbe Shulman Levi. The Medrash Rabba contradicts the Bavli. Ado, the Tema, the Birchas Hamazin. Rebbe Shulman Levi says, Kotem, Muta Barisa, baby, it can be Mitzarfen to Minyan for benching. Avala Tvila Lo. So it's against the Bavli. The Bavli made Mesve. If it's a split between, if the Mishnah Megillah says you need 10 people for a Minyan, to say a davar shebikdusha, and there Rabbi Shimon Levi never said his din. He's only talking about mezumah. That's when Mishnah Berurah quoted the difference. He said yesterday, if you have 5 people in one room, 5 people in the other room, maktsas mroi meilo zeila demitzar from to bench mezumah. So Mishnah later, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that's only going to get to mezumah, not going to get to davening tefillah betzibur. But tefillah betzibur, you need all the 10 people to be in the same room. How do you know? How do you know you need all 10 people to be in the same room? That's a gemara in Erevin. Is it which parak? The beginning of the parak there. I forgot which parak. The Gemara has a lot of details about when the people are mitzarfim, says mashma beveris. All the 10 people have to be in the same room. So what do you do with the Mishnah here in Brachas? The answer is that's mezumen and this is this. So the Bereshis Rabba splits also. Bereshis Rabba says that Rabbi Shimon Levi says kotam muta barisa is mitzarf to hazor. It's only for bench and mezumen, but he would never say it for hazoras hashatz. So the Rabbi Natam says, the Bereshis Rabba contradicts the Bavli, behind Rabbi Natam, then Allah came, Fishachelak al Gemar Shalano. Whenever there's a contradiction between the Medrash Rabba and the Bavli, so we paskan like the Bavli. The Vada Reb Shemelebe Linya Tfila Nami Kama Midifach Miyuvda the Reb Lezer the Marib Tfila. He's repeating again what he wrote on the previous line, that the Gemara made an equation. Shain? So how do we paskan Allah al Maisa? Yesh Mitzarfim Kotlin Tfila. Like the Rabbi Natam said, we never rejected Reb Shulman Levi, and we follow the Bavli against the Bereshis Rabba. So if you don't have 10 Gedolim, if you have 9 Gedolim and 1 Kotlin, you can mitzarfim, but only provided the Yesh mitzarfim Kotlin Tfilo, Rakshi Yeh Chumash Biyodo. Has to hold on to a Chumash. Years ago, that was a common practice in America, I remember. They would be mitzarfim Kotlin Chumash. So they say that once in Maimonides, when they first built the Maimonides building in Brookline, where it is now, so the Jewish community lived in the other part of the city. So they had trouble a lot of times getting a minyan, even on Shabbos. They had trouble getting a minyan. So it used to be mitzar for katan a lot. So on one occasion they said, let the kid hold on to a chumash. They say, Rabbi Soloveitchik said jokingly, better he should hold on to a siddur. He should daven. Hold on to a chumash, won't be able to daven. Yeah, so that's what the Rabbi Natan makes fun of that fact. Rabbi Natan minik shtusu. Rabbi Natan is the one who says on the first Mishnah in Baba Basra, there's a Taisus on Beis Amaral from Baba Basra that the Rabbi Natan proves in the Mishnah that not all minhagim are binding. Sometimes there's a minik shtus, and you don't follow that minik. So he proves it from the opening Mishnah in Baba Basra because it says, neighbors want to make a mechitza. How thick, and they committed themselves, they obligated themselves, how thick does the mechitza have to be? So the Mishnah says, if it's kvisen, levain, and gvil, God says, what material is it made from, how thick it should be? What is made from another material? So it says, hakol kminig hamdina. So they say, if you're going to end off hakol kminig hamdina, so what, you waste the breath to say, gvil, gozes, kvisen, levain, and just say, hakol kminig hamdina. So the kanye shlomoid, that if it's gvil, gozes, kvisen, levain, and it's, the minig hamdina is thicker when it says in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah tells you that that's a minig shtus. So you shouldn't follow that minig. Usually you follow minig hamdina, but if the minig hamdina doesn't correspond to what it says in the Mishnah, it's thicker, that's a minig shtus. So that's a famous tshuva from the Rabbeinu Tam, It's printed in the Sefer Yosher Rabbeinu Tam. It's also available. Not everybody has a Sefer Yosher Rabbeinu Tam, but it's also on the bottom of the Mordechai Maseches Gittin, I think. The first page in the Mordechai is on the bottom of the page. Who they have? The Big Day Yesha, I think. Who's on the bottom of the Mordechai? I think it's the Big Day Yesha is the father of the Shalom. Here they have different. Here they don't have Big Day Yesha, but I think over there it's on the bottom. So they quote the Chuvas Rabbi Natan where he says that the word Minag is the same letters as Gehenim. Mem, Nun, Hei, Gimel. Same letters as Gimel, Hei, Nun, Mem. Sometimes you follow the Minag, he goes straight to Gehenim. Otherwise it's a Minag Shtus. You shouldn't follow a Minag Shtus. So that's what he's making fun over here. Om Rabbi Natan, the Minag Shtusu, to insist that the child should hold on to Sefer Torah, and then you mitzarf him to a minion, doesn't make any sense. Keich, Doma, Oto, Oren, Gabrahu. The Gemara said it does make sense. Tisha v'yar mitzvah from Chanami otu chumish gavrahu. It doesn't make any sense. So where in the world did they get this mistake from? That if you're not have a minion, someone should hold the sefer Torah. They got it from the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar Perikches that there's a machlekes hatorah when you do ibra shana. How much of a bezin do you require? Ibra shana is every couple of years you determine that year should have 13 months instead of 12 months. That's ibra shana. The Rambam holds that Kiddush Achari Hibra Hashanah is one mitzvah. Mitzvah says a Kuf Nun Gimel, the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And the Ramban there explains that according to the Halachas Gedolah, there's two mitzvahs in the Minyan Tayyar. Not such a major difference, but there's one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. Okay. So, Hibra Hashanah, so Mikra Din is enough with a bezin of three, like Kiddush Achari. And the Mishnah says the proper practice should be Bishlosha Maschilim. You begin the yeshiva's bezin should begin with three, and then when you see there's what to discuss, you add another two, you make chamisha dayanim, and then you should proper practice should be when you finally come to the conclusion you want to make a shana moberes, you should make seven, a bezin of seven. And b'diyevet, if you made the ibra shana with three, is also good. It's also good. So the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, which is supposedly written by Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkan, Rabbi Elazar Gadol, it says Bishlosh ma'abim masachon. Rabbi Elazar, I'm a basara. You have to have a bezin of ten. Vim nismatu. What if you don't have ten dayonim? You don't have a minion. Mevim sefer Torah. V'os magul. Everybody stands in a circle. So you see, if you don't have ten, you bring a sefer Torah, and so they're putting two and two together. Rabbi Natan said on this Gemara, you see the Gemara, the Babli is equating Asora for Chazaras Hashatz and for Kriyas HaTorah with Asora for Mezumen. The Gemara equated it. And we pass on like Rishon Levi, he was never rejected. Only all the later members after Asora Rishonim are rejected. But Reb Shimon Levi is never rejected. We always pass on like Reb Shimon Levi. Kula Hafach Lovim. We always pass on like Reb Shimon Levi. So the cotton Mutal Barisa, you can be mitzarif him both to the Asora for Kriyas HaTorah and for the Asara for Mezumin as well. So here the Gemara talks about you only have nine, and then the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar also talks Nismato Mi Asara, you don't have a minion. So there it says you take a Sefer Torah. So that's what they said. They put two and two together. Here it says you don't have ten, you take a cotton, and there it says you take a Sefer Torah. So it means you put two and two together, you get 22, so the cotton should hold on to a Sefer Torah. Sure. So the Rabbi Natan doesn't like it. Why is Taka the minig that you hold on to a Sefer Torah? Our minig is that when we bench the Shabbos, we bench Rosh Chodesh. And whenever you bench Rosh Chodesh, the Chazan holds on to a Sefer Torah. Why is that? Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, he had a long shir on this, so he said that the Rambam's opinion is, there in Mitzvah says the Kufn and Gimel, the Rambam's opinion is that the two Mitzvahs are one, Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah is one. And the both of them are supposed to be taken care of by the Bezna Gadol. The Ramban disagrees. He says, how can you say you need Bezna Gadol if the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah till the days of Abai Barabba, they continue to do Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Hariya. Witnesses would come. Abai Barabba lived in Bavel. They didn't have smicha, so they didn't do it. But their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael who did have smicha used to convene a Bezna every month and to declare which day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, whether they... This month that we're ending is going to have 29 days or 30 days. So how can it be? The Gemara says that 40 years before the Churban Abai, by Sheni B'schorv in the year 70. So Abayim Shalakadim Churban Abai is Golsa Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin left the Lishka Sagosis. And the Gemara says, once they leave the Lishka Hagosis, V'kapto V'leisa L'mokum L'amish L'mokum Gerim. If the Bez Nagadol is not in the Lishkas HaGadol, they don't have the status of Bez Nagadol, and he won't be Chai Misa if he'll be a Zalka Mamre, if he'll be Chalik on them. And the Poshim Shadding Mar, they don't have a Din of Bez Nagadol for any Dinim, not just for the purposes of Zalka Mamre. They don't have a Din of Bez Nagadol at all. That's the Ramban's assumption. And asking the Kasha, as the Ramban asked, the Rambam himself quotes in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah, till the days of Abai Barabba, they still continued to make Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi'aria, but there was no Bez Nagadol for a few centuries already. Abai Barabba, a few centuries after the Churban Abayis. Rabbi Yudah Nasi died in the year 220, I think, year 220. Abai Barabba was way later. That was the end of the... Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Aron. Abai Barabba were a few generations later. It was way later. But the Rambam holds, the Nesi Kelim, the Mefarshim on the Sefer Mitzvah say, apparently the Rambam thinks that the Bez Nagadol doesn't have its status of Bez Nagadol with respect to Zok and Mamre. It doesn't have the din of Bez Nagadol. And you can't administer din in the Farshis anywhere in the world if the Bez Nagadol is no longer Yeshua Mimikaima. But for all the other intents and purposes, the Bez Nagadol did retain its status as Bez Nagadol. That's apparently what the Rambam thinks. Until the days of Abai Barabba, he thinks there still was a Bez Nagadol. So from the Rambam would appear, that's Rav Soloveitchik had a whole shiur on that, the Rambam would appear that the role of the Bez Nagadol and Kiddush HaChodesh is that they represent Klal Yisrael. Really, Klal Yisrael is supposed to be the ones who make Kiddush HaChodesh. That's why the Gemara says, the Nusach HaBrach is Mekadosh Yisrael B'Rosh HaChodoshim. You don't say Mekadosh Yisrael B'HaShabbos, because Shabbos is Kli V'Kaima from Sheshes Mei Bereshes. That's the Gemara in the last Perek of Psochem, in Arvei Psochem. There are different opinions, so we pass on Lalocha that you don't say Mekadosh Yisrael B'HaShabbos. So Mekadosh Yisrael B'Hazmanim, Mekadosh Yisrael B'Yom HaKippurim, Mekadosh Yisrael B'Yom HaZikaron. But you don't say Mekadosh Yisrael B'HaShabbos, because Shabbos is Kli V'Kaima. But the Rosh HaChodoshim and the Yom HaTovim, B'nai Yisrael, make it into Rosh Chodesh. How do you have Rosh HaChodoshim B'Zman HaZeh? So the answer is, Klal Yisrael does it. By our announcing on Shabbos Mevorchim when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, and our observing of the Yontif, we make it in the Yontif, we make it into Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that when you bench Rosh Chodesh, Klal Yisrael all over the world is joining together and deciding that Sunday and Monday should be Rosh Chodesh. So there's a line in the Emunis V'deis by Rav Sadia Gaon, that's Rav Soloveitchik quoted. There's a line where he wrote Emunis V'deis in Arabic. So we have to use the Hebrew translation. So there are many who interpret this line differently. For this is how Rav Soloveitchik understood this line. It could be that that's not what it means. There's a line in the Hebrew translation, the standard Hebrew translation, where he writes, Eino Moseinu Umo Ela B'Toyrosa. So Rav Soloveitchik understood what it means is that there's a Gemara in the end of Nozir, in Perek HaKusim. There's a pair called Perek HaKusim. HaKusim Ein Lahem Naziris. A goy cannot volunteer to the Mekabel Neda Naziris. A goy can volunteer in the Dorim and the Dovis. It can be makrib karban. It can bring karbanas to the Beis HaMikdash, but no such thing as a goy being mekabel. A goy can be mafresh jumis. Machlag Zatanoim. Can a goy volunteer to be mafresh jumis if he has a farm in Eretz Yisrael? Machlag Zatanoim. But can a goy volunteer to accept upon himself and Neda Naziris? So the Mishnah says no. So the Gemara says, how do you know? So the Gemara says, because by Umas Oilam, no such thing as a nation. Klal Yisrael, there's a nation, and the Pasuk implies that you can only be a Nazir if you belong to a nation that has an Eda, a Kohol. In Umas Oilam, every person is an individual. So Rav Sadia Gaon is saying, what makes us different? How come the Jewish people are a nation? That was how HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Chiddush to Avraham Avinu, Escha L'Goy Gadol. The only Goy in the world, we're the only Goy. We call the non-Jews the Goyim. That's a slang expression. Strictly speaking, we're the only Goy in the whole wide world. The Goyim are not Goyim. The Goyim are Yechidim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Eschel Goy Godem V'nivichu B'cha Kol Mishpacha Yisro Adama. The others are Mishpachas. They're not Goyim. The Jewish nation is the only group that's called a Goy, a nation. So what makes us into a nation? So that's Rav Sadia Gaon has the line, Einu Maseinu Umo Ela B'Toyrosa. The Torah that was given to us is Mitzarif all of Klal Yisroel. So that's why the minig is that you hold the Sefer Torah when you want to make Ibra Shana. Or the Chazan holds the Sefer Torah on Shabbos Mevorchim, and he says, Rosh Chodesh, year B'Yom HaRishon U'B'Yom HaSheni. He holds on to the Sefer Torah to represent the idea the Sefer Torah is Mitzar for all the Jews all over the world. No, whole of Klal Yisrael, not that the minyan in this shul in the Gluck base matters, we're making, we're deciding when it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. All the Jews all over the world, we hold on to the Sefer Torah to show the Sefer Torah is Mitzarev for all of us together, and Klal Yisrael is making into Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbi Natam says that's where this mistake came from, but it's a tois, a minik shtus. Doesn't make sense. He says, and even if there would be such an idea that you should hold on to a Sefer Torah, but they're holding on to a printed Chumash, they're not holding on to a Sefer Torah. So that for sure is a minik shtus. That's what he says. Lo chazina b'shum duchte, the second one. We never find any source, the Mahani, holding on to a Sefer Torah, el b'uv de dibra shona, that it says, in the smatu, you have to have a minion of 10. If you have 10, so a minion represents all of Klal Yisrael already. If you don't have 10, that's why you need a Dovish Bikdusha, you need a minion. Why? You need all of Klal Yisrael. But if you have 10 people, 10 Jewish people, that represents all of Klal Yisrael. If you don't have 10 people, then somebody should hold on to the Sefer Torah, and that's been Mitzarev everybody together. It doesn't say that a cotton is holding on to the Sefer Torah. They hold on to the Sefer Torah. Hasanami, another taina. The Hasam Nami, Lo Karmel, the Sefer Torah. Hasan Begillion, a Sefer Torah. Avuchamashim Shalano, they're not written Begillion. Printed Chumash, Loi. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Okay, I better stop here. I have to leave. So we're in the middle of the Taisus. Okay. Middle of the Taisus. Years ago, this was a very common practice. People would be Mitzarev for cotton as a tenth one in the minyan, relying on, but Tosfos said Rabbi Natam never did it, Lamaisa. This was a sheet and abstract. Lamaisa, he never did it. Okay, so I have to go out of town. I'm not going to be here on Sunday, but when you know, Monday morning, I'd like to hold your breath in the middle of the Tosfos. Okay.
Rabbi, you said that.